RMB BER Business Confidence Index has made significant strides this year. For the fourth quarter, the number has come in at 40 index points. That's a massive improvement from an all-time low of 5 points in the second quarter and the incremental improvement of 24 index points in the third quarter. Given where the business sector has been, the latest development is significant. But the $15 million question, or the $1 million question, is can this improvement in sentiment be sustained? It's an important question because confidence is the genesis of the will to invest and grow the economy and jobs. Well, to tuck into the index, I'm joined on the line by Etienne Leroux. He's chief economist at RMB. Thank you so much for joining us, Etienne. Now, you look at the five subsectors of the economy, or specific five sectors of the economy, and you note that there was an increase in confidence across all five. Just take us through some of the key details.
Yes, I'm sure. You're right. So all sectors recorded an improvement in sentiment. And the improvement in sentiment was particularly pronounced among consumer-facing companies. So retailers, wholesalers, and new vehicle dealers, confidence increased quite sharply. And you know, in the case of retailers, the index there is now at that break-even level of 50, and even better at a 59 when you think about wholesalers. So really strong improvements there. The two laggards, if you wish, and this is a bit concerning, is sectors that are actually linked to the supply side of the economy. And these would be your builders and your manufacturers.
Yes.
So, yes, both also saw an improvement in confidence, but the levels are still low. In the case of building contractors, it's a low 21. In the case of manufacturers, it's a low 31. So I would have felt much better about the result if those two sectors also showed more dramatic increase.
Yeah, perhaps it also suggests that there isn't that much excitement among the people that you surveyed around the government's economic recovery plan.
Well, it's interesting, particularly if you talk about the recovery plan. One important aspect of that, of course, is the renewed focus on infrastructure spending, that being a potential catalyst for growth. And what I can say is that our survey, particularly when it comes to civil contractors, are not showing much of that filtering through as yet. Civil constructor confidence levels, for example, is a very low 16. Now, it is been creeping, it has been creeping up over the last few quarters or so, but that's still very, very low. So it tells you that it's probably early days. I really hope that is the case, and that over time can boost, for example, not only the developers and people that operate in civil construction, but also the building construction more generally. So that's something that we have to watch very carefully.
So barring the builders and the manufacturers, I think the question on everyone's lip is, can the positive sentiment that we've seen in the other sectors perhaps be sustained? Because, of course, there are many factors that would need to be played out for it to be more conducive for businesses to unleash their massive cash piles and start investing again.
Yes, that's the million-dollar question. And there I have a few doubts. What is very true is that retail sales and wholesale sales that certainly have been boosted by what I think has been temporary factors, to be honest. If you just think about, for example, the social grant top-ups, and if you think about the special unemployment grants, the unemployment insurance payouts, if you're getting UIF payout, but if you're not going to get a job in the next few months, well, then it's not going to last. So I think it's quite important here. It's also true that a lot of financial reserves or buffers have been built up during lockdown. And it's possible that many consumers are dipping into those reserves in financing some of their spending at the moment. So unless you're going to get an additional round of fiscal stimulus or interest rate cuts, it is very difficult to believe that particularly the confidence improvement in retail and consumer-facing businesses will last, unless, of course, suddenly we pay people more or we can employ hundreds of thousands of additional people, which I think is going to be very difficult to do. What I hope people don't do is to overextend themselves now, and particularly here talking about credit.
For yes, example. Of course. To the point that you make around the generation of jobs, of course, the big issue right now, what's very topical, is whether South Africa is actually over the fiscal cliff. We've had the finance minister speaking to this issue as well. And of course, the massive depletion of the taxpayer, people who've lost their jobs, not only will they not be able to pay as much in terms of VAT indirect tax, but also directly to the fiscus because they won't be paying PAYE. To what extent does that concern you?
Oh, that is a big concern, to say the least. And that is certainly something that you have to think about when you consider, for example, developments in the retail sector or consumer spending patterns more generally over the medium to longer term. The one concern that I have here is very specifically to your point. You know, in the second quarter, 2.2 million people lost their work. But in the third quarter, after the economy and lockdown restrictions have been relaxed and the economy has been opened up and activity has bounced back, the absorption rate of the economy has been very, very low.
Mm.
And only about 400,000 or 500,000 of that 2.2 million people have actually managed to go back into the labor market.
Yes.
Now, it tells you that there's a problem here. And if you're not going to fix that, then you're going to have all the issues that you've just described, not only fiscally, but also socioeconomically. So the faster we can get the economy going on a sustained basis, in other words, get the private sector to dramatically increase fixed investment and to build capacity, and for that you need much higher levels of confidence. If you're not going to get that right, and we're going to have a serious problem of an economy that year after year is going to continue to underperform.
Yeah, sometimes I knock myself on the head because I always feel that I veer towards negative topics, but it's difficult with our economy. How much of a game changer will the release of spectrum for the telcos industry that's scheduled for early next year and the renewable energy projects that are set to take place imminently? How helpful do you think these developments will be, you know, for the wider economy and also in helping boost confidence?
Yes, that's two of a long list of stuff that needs to happen. And some academic and econometric modeling work has been done to try and assess the potential positive impact should the government get those two things right. And National Treasury, I think, is on record to suggest that over the next few years or so, between those two initiatives or policy plans, if you wish, you can possibly add about 0.5 or 0.6 percentage points to your GDP growth rate, which is obviously very helpful, but it is not enough because that can take your growth rate you know, from 1% to 1.5%, perhaps over the medium term. But more needs to be done. In actual fact, the kind of fiscal work that we have done suggest if you really want to fix your public finance problem, you probably need to get economic growth of 3 to 4% over the medium to longer term. And we're a long way away from that. So much more needs to be done on the policy front, and the sooner the better.
Yeah, of course, the fiscal side needs a lot of work. The monetary side has really come to the party earlier in the year in terms of that 300 basis point cut. Yeah. But do you think they could do more, or their approach is correct at this time?
Well, I think the governor put it well the other day to suggest that they're taking a breather. I think that is an appropriate description of monetary policy.
Mm.
The Reserve Bank has been very aggressive by their own standards, but also by emerging market standards.
Yes.
I think they have been very consistent in their tactic, similar to other emerging markets. And the tactic has been, in the context of COVID, you cut aggressively as quickly as you can, and then you stand back and you wait to see whether the medicine is actually working. We are now in that holding pattern.
Mm.
I personally believe that there's a little bit scope left for interest rates to come down, perhaps another 25 basis points or so, but much, much more than that.
All right. Well, let's see if your business confidence index is positive going into the first quarter. Thank you so much, Etienne, for your time. That was Etienne Leroux. He's chief economist at RMB.